If you will, let's open our Bibles again tonight to the second chapter of the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 2. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch, put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, and she called his name Moses. And she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." Last Wednesday night, you will remember, we looked at this chapter, which reveals or records the birth of Moses. In the New Testament, the Lord Jesus Christ said this. He said, "He," that is Moses, "wrote of me." And Moses not only wrote of Christ, but there are several things in the life of Moses which pictured or serve as types of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I mentioned one last week that we see in these verses. Moses, in infancy, was preserved from the wrath of the king. Even so, the Lord Jesus was preserved in infancy from the wrath of another king, that is King Herod. Joseph was warned to take Mary and the young child into Egypt to escape the wrath of the king. So we also, by this, see that both, that is, both Moses and the Lord Jesus Christ spent some time, Moses, of course, much longer time, but both spent some time of their childhood in Egypt. Now, tonight, I want to bring some other ways that Moses may be considered as a type of Christ. In other words, things that are recorded about Moses that picture to us things about Christ. First, Moses, before Christ, was sustained 40 days without food and water. If you look with me to Exodus chapter 34, Exodus chapter 34 and verse 28, we read, this is concerning Moses. Moses, as I said, Moses before Christ was sustained 40 days and 40 nights without food or water. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. Now, I brought a message to us on Sunday morning recently from Matthew chapter 4, where the Lord Jesus Christ was in the wilderness tempted of Satan. And the scripture there says, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a-hungered." And I remember mentioning the fact, the reason the gospel writer Matthew said he was there fasting 40 days and 40 nights is because the Jews, they would fast during the day. They wouldn't eat during the daylight hours, but then they would eat at night, and they called that a fast. But just like Moses was sustained by God Almighty for 40 days and 40 nights without food or water, which today men would say, well, that's an impossibility. And with men, it is impossible, but not with God. We know that all things are possible with Him. But we see here a picture, a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. As Moses was sustained 40 days and 40 nights without food or water, so Matthew said that the Lord Jesus Christ also was sustained 40 days and 40 nights without food or water. A second thing, Moses, before Christ, chose out 12 men. Moses, he chose 12 men. And we see this in Deuteronomy. If you turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 1. Verses 22 and 23. Moses said, and you came near unto me, every one of you, this is Deuteronomy 1:22, and said, we will send men before us, and they shall search us out the land and bring us word again by what way we must go up and into what cities we shall come. Now listen, and the saying pleased me well, Moses said, and I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe. Moses, he chose out 12 men to send into the land of Canaan, of course, to spy out the land. So we know in the Gospels, we read the Lord Jesus Christ, after he spent a night in prayer, he called unto him 12 men, chose out 12 men to be his disciples, to whom he gave power, the scripture says. He gave them power over or against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of disease. Now, we won't look at these verses, but it's also true that Moses chose out 70 men. In Numbers, we read this, in Numbers 11 and verse 16, he chose out 70 men. And you read in the New Testament of the Sanhedrin, this is where that originated with Moses. The 70 men made up the Sanhedrin. The high priest was always the president of that group of men. That group of men, the Lord Jesus Christ was brought before the night he was arrested, brought before the Sanhedrin. But we know Moses chose out 70 men and sent them out. So the Lord Jesus Christ, in Luke chapter 10, we read, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also. Now, besides the 12 that he named as his apostles, his disciples who became apostles, he appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Here's the third thing that I've noticed, that Moses, before Christ, wrought one of his first miracles. Now, when he came before Pharaoh, came back into the land of Egypt, there were many signs, miracles, and wonders that he wrought. And God used him to accomplish there before Pharaoh. And one of the first ones, you remember what it was? It had to do with water. One of the first miracles associated with Moses before Pharaoh. You can see this in Exodus chapter 7. If you want to turn there, Exodus chapter 7. Verses 19 and 20. And the Lord spake unto Moses, Say unto Aaron, take thy rod and stretch it out, stretch out thine hand upon the waters of Egypt, upon their streams, upon their rivers, and upon their ponds, and upon all their pools of water, that they may become blood, and that there may be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded, and he lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river, in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, and in all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. That's one of the first miracles that Moses was used of God to accomplish there before Pharaoh. Now, what was the first miracle the Lord Jesus Christ performed? Look with me in John chapter 2. I know you know this. In John chapter 2, it also had to do with water. His first miracle. Just like the first miracle that Moses wrought had to do with water, one of the first miracles of Moses. But in chapter 2 of the Gospel of John, we read, and the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bare it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. Now notice, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. As I thought about these two miracles, that is Moses, they both have to do with water, but Moses, his miracle is turning the water into blood. The miracle of the Lord Jesus Christ is turning water into wine. And I could not help but think of the verse in John 1 and verse 17, which says, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The law, or that old dispensation, isn't it pictured to us by the blood in the sense of judgment? The law was given by Moses, that old dispensation, but this new dispensation, grace and truth, came by Jesus Christ. And isn't that pictured to us by wine, which is, of course, a picture of joy, and joy in the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Ghost? Here's the fourth thing. Moses, before Christ, was the prophet to whom Christ was to be like. Let me say that again. Moses before Christ, he was a prophet. He was a prophet to whom Christ as a prophet was to be like. He was to be like unto Moses. And you're familiar with this verse, but let's go there. Deuteronomy chapter 18. Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 18. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Now, I want us to look at those two verses. Moses here prophesied of Christ as the prophet who would come, a prophet that men must hear or perish. Men must hear this prophet or perish. Now, I have four things that we see here in this verse that would be true of Christ. First of all, he would come from the midst of thee. Notice that in verse 18. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren. That tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ would be an Israelite, doesn't it? Because he would be of their brethren. In Romans chapter 9, the Apostle Paul wrote, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ. Now listen, for my brethren. Now who was his brethren? They were Israelites. They were Jews. This is what Paul said. I could wish myself accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises, whose are the fathers, and of them. That is, of the Israelites, of them as concerning the flesh, Christ. As concerning the flesh, Christ. As this prophecy that Moses gave here, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren. If the Lord Jesus Christ had not been a Jew, then he could not have fulfilled this prophecy. And Paul goes on there to say, and of them as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. What a testimony there to the deity, the godhood of Jesus Christ, the man Christ Jesus. Yes, according to the flesh, he was a Jew. But as Paul said, he is over all, God blessed forever. Now, the second thing in this prophecy we see, he would be like unto Moses. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren. I think that one of the Psalms, one of the promises says that he was taken from the Israelites. I forget just how that prophecy goes, but Christ had to be the seed of Abraham. We know that. But the second thing I point out here is, like unto thee, this prophet is going to be like you, Moses. Going to be like you. Now, how was Christ like Moses? How was he like Moses? Well, I have, I think, two or three things listed that I believe show how he was like Moses. In Deuteronomy chapter 34 and verse 10, we read, and there arose not a prophet since in Israel like Moses. Now listen, whom the Lord knew face to face. Moses was a prophet different from all the other prophets, according to this verse of Scripture, different from Isaiah, David, Samuel, Malachi, all those many prophets in the Old Testament. Moses was different from all of them according to this passage of Scripture, which says that the Lord knew face to face. And then in Exodus 33 and verse 11, it says something very similar. and the Lord spoke unto Moses face to face. God spoke to other prophets many times in dreams, as that scripture in Hebrews 1 tells us, in sundry manners, or in divers manners, at sundry times, spoke unto the fathers. But Moses, the Lord spoke face to face with him, face to face. How many times in the Gospels do we read, and the Lord answered? And the Lord answered. Well, who spoke to him? Well, we're not told. But he said, the scripture says, and the Lord answered. And what did he say? I thank thee, Father. Who was speaking to him? The Father, always speaking unto his Son, just like he spoke to Moses face to face. So he spoke to the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. A second thing, Moses served as a mediator. Notice that in this passage of Scripture. Well, in verse 17, we read verses 18 and 19, but look in verse 17. And the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. Now, I believe that's the only time that God ever said that what the nation of Israel did was good. And what was it? Well, look with me in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 5. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, and let's go down to verse 22. These words the Lord spake unto all your assembly in the mount out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick darkness, with a great voice, and he added no more. And he wrote them in two tables of stone and delivered them unto me. And it came to pass, now watch this, it came to pass when you, he's talking to the Israelites, the nation of Israel, when you heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire. God came down on the mountain, remember? And as a symbol of God's presence, Moses said the mountain did burn with fire. And you came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders, and you said, behold, the Lord our God has showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God doth talk with man, and he liveth. Now therefore, these people said to Moses, now therefore, why should we die? Why should we die? In other words, if we are in the presence of Almighty God, if there's not a go-between, if there's no mediator between us, that will mean that we will all be slain. Why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If any mortal man were somehow conveyed into the presence of Almighty God, this is what would happen to all of us. Why? Because of his holiness and our sinfulness. For us to come into the presence of God without a mediator would be sure death. That's all it could be. And these Israelites, they recognize that. The glory of God on that mountain, the sound of the voice and the fire and the darkness and everything that was associated there to show that God came down on that mountain. God manifested himself on that mountain. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God anymore, then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh that hath heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have and live? Now, here's where they did something good. Go thou near. Moses, rather than all of us die by hearing the voice of God and being in the presence of Almighty God, go thou near and hear all that the Lord our God shall say. And speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it. And the Lord heard the voice of your words when you spake unto me, and the Lord said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people which they have spoken unto thee. They have well said all that they have spoken. This prophecy concerns a prophet that would be raised up among his brethren, the brethren of Moses. He would be an Israelite, but he would also be a prophet like unto Moses. And I said, there's two things, especially I see here. God spoke to Moses face to face, so he spoke to Christ our Lord face to face, and Moses served as a mediator, as a go-between. And that's exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ is, isn't it? He is the one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. That's what Job, remember that verse in the book of Job, oh, that there was a daysman, that there was someone who could stand between God and us, one who could, as it were, put his hand on God and put his hand on us. Christ is that one and only one who, as God, yes, can put his hand on God, and as man, put his hand upon us. He served as a mediator, Moses did. A mediator is one who serves as a go-between. A mediator is not of one, but of two, the apostle says in Galatians. And then, here's the third thing in this text. Let's go back to Deuteronomy 18. He'll be one of thy brethren. He'll be like unto thee, Moses. And a third thing, he will speak the words and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. He would speak the words that God put in his mouth. You especially see this as you read through the Gospel of John. How many times did the Lord Jesus Christ say something like this? My doctrine is not mine, but him that sent me. And the same thing was true of the words which he spoke. Those words were given unto him. He's one with the Father. Understand that. He's one with the Father. But the word, just like this prophecy said, that God would put his word in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them. And do you notice that little word all, A-L-L? He shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. We have all that we need here in the word of God. We're not looking for a new revelation. We're not interested in a dream that somebody had. Or some experience, someone tells us they died and went to hell, and then they died and went to heaven. All of that is deceptive. No, he, that is this prophet that is promised here, the Lord Jesus Christ, he shall speak all his words. And the fourth thing, he would speak the words to which men must hearken. Must hearken or be lost forever. That is, God will require of him who does not hearken unto the words of Christ. There's one last thing that I want to mention. And I want you to turn to Luke chapter 24. One last way that we can see sort of a picture here, Moses of Christ. In Luke chapter 24, we'll read a verse here in just a moment. But let me say, Moses' body, like Christ, was not found. His body, that is the body of Moses, like Christ, was not found. The scripture in Deuteronomy, the end of Deuteronomy says, and he, that is God, buried him, Moses, God buried him in a valley in the land of Moab over against Beth Peor. Now listen, but no man knoweth his sepulchre unto this day. Now, no one found the body of Moses. God buried him in a valley there. No one found his body. So when they came on the first day of the week after the Lord had been crucified on Friday, they came to the sepulchre, but they did not find his body. That's what it says here in Luke 24 and verse 3. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And why did they not find his body? What did the angel say to those women? Why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here. His body was here, but no longer. They found not his body. Why? Because he walked out of that tomb on that third day, didn't he? After 3 days in the tomb, as Jonah was 3 days in the belly of the fish, so the Lord Jesus Christ was 3 days in the heart of the earth. But he came out of that grave. They didn't find him there. They didn't find his body there. He came out showing that he had conquered, defeated, defeated, trampled under his feet sin, death, and had destroyed Satan himself. And he ever lives as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Well, I just thought I'd bring these things to us tonight. I pray that we know the Old Testament, Christ is all through the Scripture. It all speaks of him. And many of the ways he's presented to us in the Old Testament is through these types. And as I said, I believe 2 weeks ago, the book of Exodus has more types probably of Christ than any other book in all the Old Testament. May the Lord bless his word. Let's sing a